All right, as previously stated, we are so happy to have Sister Misha McCoy, who's going to be sharing some things with us. She told me just a moment ago she wants to share some things that she's learned, some situations, some lessons that she's learned from, and she wants to share that with the church. So, Misha, go right ahead. Let me give it over to you now, Sister Misha.
Okay. Hello, church. Really nervous.
You're fine.
A lot of people come on and say that they're honored that they were chosen. I'm more so confused, but I hope that I'm glad that I was given this opportunity, though. So I really hope that what I say comes across as I hope it does. I just wanted to more so share a lesson that I've learned with a bit of testimony and victory mixed in it. I know that we say the scripture a lot. It's Proverbs 3:5. And we say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. And my path was a very blessed one. It was set before me. You know, we don't get to choose how we're born or what we look like or where we go, but some of us get lucky, and a lot of people think that getting lucky means you were born rich or you were born in an affluent neighborhood or something like that. But I realized that I was very blessed because my path was set in Pentecost, and I grew up knowing truth. I didn't understand the Trinity. I didn't learn what it was until I was 12. And I've grown up in amazing services, and I've seen miracles, and I've been in revivals. Some of the best services have been in our own church, and I've shouted, and I've praised, and I've witnessed and been involved in so many amazing things and seen the blessings of God and felt him. But I learned a difficult lesson in that growing up in church and seeing amazing things did not in a way teach me, they didn't teach me a valuable lesson, one of the most important and vital lessons to a successful walk with God, which is trusting him. God showed me with hard evidence and in some of the most difficult of ways that I didn't trust him. And I learned that not only did I not trust him, but I didn't know how, because I was so used to relying on myself. And I did rely on my own understanding. And I had set my own path before me for as long as I could remember, because if something went wrong, I had to fix it. I moved out of the house with my parents at 20 years old. And when something was broken, I had to find the funds. Figuring out where to live, I was blessed, you know, that people took me in, but I still had to figure out where I was going to go. And I didn't consult God on those things. I thought on the fly. I would think on my toes, and I would just get it done. But God needed to work that out of me, and I didn't even understand that that was a problem that I had. And in a way, it is a flaw. It can be a character flaw to not be able to trust, especially not God. And the only way that God could get my attention about this was to take things. And he did. He took a lot of things. You know, it started, and it was always the same things, because he wanted to be consistent so that I would get the message of what he was trying to teach me. He's very consistent in what he does, and he's very intentional in the lessons that he teaches us. And it always revolved around losing my job, having car trouble, and not knowing where to live. And the biggest losses happened to me in the end of 2017, going into 2018. Beginning of 2017, I didn't have a job, and so I had to find another. And through that year, I went through many trials, and I had started to put my faith in God here and there, but I would try to take care of most things myself. And then came the end of 2017, and that was a hard year. God took my job, took my car, took my home, and my pet that I had raised from just a hand, you know, just a little something in my hand, died. And that all happened in a span of about 3 weeks. And I am stubborn. For people that don't know me, I am very stubborn. And not that I even meant to be in that time, but I thought the world was against me. So I did what I always do, and I fixed it myself. You know, and I use fixed very loosely. And I went through the year, and I did what I normally do. I put, you know, the pedal to the metal, and I put my back to the wall, and I said, okay, well, you know, I have a new job, and I have a new place to live, and I'm, you know, car's fixed. I did it all myself, and we're going to keep going. And toward the end of the year, I got in a car accident. I had to figure out where to live, and I needed to find a new job, all within the span of about a weekend, because God wanted my attention. And I said, okay, fine, I'm going to fix this again, because I am stubborn, and being stubborn breeds a lot of, pardon my French, stupidity at times. And so I got a new job, and I got a new roommate who has become the best friend I've ever had, because God knew what I needed, and I didn't. But I thought, even in that moment, I'm making a new friend, and I'm living in a new place, and I have a new job. Now everything's perfect. And the very first week of January 2019, God allowed my job to be taken again. And instead of bucking up, I don't know what changed this time around, but the second they pulled me into that office, I knew I was losing my job, and I knew I had done absolutely nothing wrong. And I knew that I had done nothing wrong because they, without admitting it, admitted it. But I knew that it was something else, deeper. And the moment I walked out of that office, knowing that I was jobless, I had a roommate who was depending on me, and that I had rent that needed to be paid, and I had nowhere else to go, I left the office and I drove straight to the church, and I sat on the front bench and I sobbed my eyes out. And I just said, I don't know what you want from me. I don't know what you want me to do. And in that moment, it was like every single song I know on trust flooded into my mind in that moment. And I understood that God wanted me to learn to finally trust him. And he brought a fact to my mind that I didn't even realize. But he said, do you realize that for 3 years in a row now, 2017, 2018, 2019, you have started off a new year jobless? That was me. When will you trust me? And I just said, okay. And the only way that I was going to learn to trust him was to do what Pastor has been trying to get everybody to do for forever, and that is pray. I woke up every morning, and I did not go to the bathroom before I prayed. I was jobless for 9 months of 2018, all the way up until August. And in that time, I got up every morning, and I prayed, and I read my Bible, and I was fasting. And I spent all my time talking to God because I had no one else. I had Krista. It's not that I had no one. I had Krista, but there were things that I needed to learn, and only God could give me the knowledge and the growth that I needed. And in that time, God, he tests you, and he wants to see what you're learning. And I now work at Redlands Unified School District. I applied for the job in April, I believe, end of March, beginning of April. I interviewed in May, and God told me that was where I was going to work, and that that place was right. But God did not give me that job all the way until August. So from May, when I knew this job is yours, all the way until August, I had no job. And God said, do you trust me? And I remember sitting so frustrated because I put in at least 130, 150 applications. I got not one interview for 9 months. And God said, when it's right, it's right. Do you trust me? And one day I sat on that pew, same exact pew I had cried on when I lost my job, and I told God, I will never trust you because we're foolish. We're foolish when we're stubborn and when we're angry. And God, in all of his mercy, did not strike me down, which he had every right to do because that's awful. But he loved me through it, and he taught me things continuously, despite me being awful, absolutely awful at times. And I did finally get my job with Redlands Unified, and I have been there, and I have started a whole new year, and we are 10 months into it, and I am not jobless. If anything, my job is becoming exactly what I know God has wanted and destined for me all along. And when coronavirus and everything shifted this year, had it been 2018 or even 2019, I would probably have been shaken. But 2018, that first year that I lost everything, God began to shape me by breaking my original shell. And 2019 molded me into a stronger vessel. Because if he hadn't done that, I realized that I would have cracked under the pressure of 2020. I probably wouldn't be where I'm at. All I can say is that I've grown to know and trust God, and he has been nothing but faithful. And I want to end with two scriptures, which is Romans 8:28, and it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. And my last scripture is Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. And I just want to say that God is my hope, and in him is my trust. Thank you.
Sister Misha, thank you, thank you, thank you. We've been listening to every word you said. I just want to say some things here. We heard the conviction in your voice. We heard that genuine, honest spirit in your voice. You made some confessions tonight, and you said it a few times. You were stubborn. You were stubborn. And you know what, church? We can relate with Sister Misha. Brother Vic will say it over the air. Sometimes Brother Vic is stubborn to this day. And as he was saying this, I thought, boy, this is really affecting me. And sometimes we've got to come to that point of admission. Lord, help me with my stubbornness, with my old way of doing things. She said some powerful things, some very real things, how that it's easy to say that you trust God. It's easy to say that I trust God, but it's a little more difficult to do at times, especially when you've learned in your life how to fix everything, like Sister Misha talked about. Ever since she was young, she figured everything out on her own, and so it was difficult to relinquish that authority or that ability she had to make decisions over to someone else, and that is to God. So once again, thank you, Sister Misha, for this. This is a great, great lesson tonight, and I'm already getting a message. Yep, Brother R. Drama just texted in. Thank you, Sister Misha. That was amazing. This is really going to impact many, many of our people. Sister Misha, thank you for being so honest and trying to help someone with your testimony and with your lesson in life. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Before we let you go, yes, thank you. I want to say something else. Sister Alice called this morning or last night and letting us know that Brother Ray was suffering with a fever. We prayed for him, and thank God we have a little bit of a good report here. Just in the last few minutes, Sister Alice texted us letting us know that she's been taking care of Brother Ray, and now his fever has been coming down, and that's what we've been praying, that his fever would be reduced. Thank you, Jesus, for that good report. And again, we're thankful that our pastor is home now. We're going to continue to pray for our pastor. And once again, we join us at prayer at 11 a.m. out of your homes, wherever you're at, in your car, in your home at 11 a.m. If you only can pray 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 20, whatever it is, let's be praying together at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, church. God bless all of you. Thank you, Sister Misha. God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Amen.